Today is Wednesday, June 26, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Barcode Day. Back when I was in QA, although I still am a product manager for testing tools, so it's still a thing that I worry about. But back when I was in QA, the Spitball Factory is a retail establishment, and there are barcodes, and we have barcode scanners, but they're just, you know, commercial barcode scanners that you can buy. The Spitball Factory doesn't build barcode scanners. And QA folks would always want to do this automated testing actually using the barcode scanners. And I was like, why? Are you testing the barcode scanner? I think the company who builds the barcode scanner is probably testing the barcode scanner. Anyway, it's also National Coconut Day, National Parchment Day, and National Chocolate Pudding Day. So, there you go. The picture that they have of chocolate pudding is more of one of those lava cakes looking things. It doesn't really look like pudding, but it looks more like, although in the UK, pudding is just dessert. So maybe chocolate pudding in this case is just chocolate dessert. I'm not really sure, but it looks good though. We ate at Chili's on Sunday and I really wanted to get one of those molten cakes from Chili's, but I did not get it. I got their margarita chicken. It has black beans and rice, and I got enchilada soup, and it was within my calories, so it was all good. All right, well, let's go and take a look. We do have a couple of text messages, and I meant to read one of them yesterday, and I did not. So I'm going to read it. I'm just looking. We do not have any voicemails. If anyone wants to call 479-221-9393, you can do so. The queue is empty. So it would be the perfect time because I'll get you right in. I'm usually pretty quick. So first of all, Gary in Portland says, today is Adam Burns Day. He actually sent that in on June 21st, which would have been Friday. But since I record the day before, if Friday was Adam Burns Day, like I record that episode on Thursdays, so I missed it. But also, I don't know what you mean. Is there a national Adam Burns Day that I'm? It's not my birthday, so I'm not really sure. I don't see anything. I Googled it. I don't see anything about Adam Burns Day. And again, because it's not my birthday, like I don't know what you mean. But I appreciate you texting me, Gary. It's always nice to hear from you. We have one more text message from Mel. I am a librarian. I'm not, but she is. And she says, hello, I'm behind on episodes. I love it how you guys feel. And I think I do this as well when I call in or write to a show, which I rarely do. So I really appreciate my listeners who do that because I think I'm an actual podcaster and I rarely call in to other shows. I need to do that more. I need to be supportive of my fellow podcasters who need content. I should call their shows. But anyway, regardless, I do that as well. She says, I'm behind on episodes, but on 1424, you mentioned not knowing Goldbelly. My husband and I traveled, air quotes, during the pandemic lockdown, getting food from New Orleans, Canada, Rhode Island, and more. Pricier than it used to be, unfortunately. Oh, that's why the air quotes. You didn't really travel. You ordered food from New Orleans, Canada, Rhode Island, I'm assuming, and had it delivered via the mail. Now I don't even remember what Goldbelly is. Is it a restaurant? I don't know. Mel, you should have told me what. Mel, you know I have a horrible memory. And I just was randomly surfing the web while recording, and I've never. But yeah, Goldbelly online online gourmet foods, and yeah. So, and I do enjoy ordering food online and then getting it in the mail. There's some kind of cotton candy cake here. I mean, it looks like a cake made out of cotton candy. I'm looking at their website. Weird. And they have a perfect cake slice out of it. Who's going to do a cake slice out of some cotton candy? What are you doing, folks? Because they have Celebrate Pride, and they have a floof cotton candy cake. They do. They sell a cotton candy cake. It's rainbow. They have a Pride giant rainbow heart-shaped brookie cookie. They have, it's interesting. So this website must collect gourmet food from all over the place, because some of this, these Pride cookie fries are from Illinois. The cotton candy cake is from California. The cookie is from New York. They have New Jersey. They have ice cream or bagel. The tie-dye bagel dozen. They have Chicago. They have a rainbow cake. Anyway, they have all kinds of stuff. Now I'm getting stuck, but okay. So you ordered from Goldbelly. I see. You ordered from Goldbelly during the lockdown. I see. Well, you didn't say if what you got was good. So that's interesting. Well, I mean, was any of it good? Would you recommend anything specific? Because I like to order gourmet food online. I really enjoyed, and I don't even remember the name of the company now, but at one point I ordered I ordered pork belly, and I ordered this creamy polenta, all of this stuff. It was frozen, and it was in these big, huge serving sizes. Some other kind of meat as well. I can't remember now, but some sort of short rib, various braised meats, and polenta. And I broke it up into smaller serving sizes and put it in and vacuum sealed it. And then occasionally I'll just pull it out and that'll be our dinner. And I really enjoyed it. So the bread I did not enjoy so much, but mainly because I found that I don't really enjoy sourdough. And that one company that I was ordering from, every single pastry, bread, whatever, started with a sourdough like starter, so they all tasted sour, and I just am not a fan of that sour flavor. I know. What are you gonna do? Everybody loves sourdough. Not a big fan of sourdough. All right, well, nothing else really has happened. We talked about Sunday already, so I was doing some research last night because, you know, related to this yard work that I did over the weekend, I really want to bury the hose. I want to dig a hole, a trench, and bury the hose, because right now I have to either move it or just mow over the hose at the moment that goes from the back to the front. Some of my neighbors have these pipes that stick out of the ground in their front yard that have a spigot on it. But I guess their builders put that in when they were, you know, maybe they requested it or something, but my house does not have that. So we have your traditional, not outlet, is it called a spigot? Now, whatever the nozzle thing that comes out of your wall for outside water generally, that has like a screw fitting and you screw the hose, you know, whatever that's called, a spigot. That's all I can think of is spigot. We have the traditional ones that are kind of coming out of the house or the brick wall, you know, the side of the house, but we don't have anything in the front. So we have one on each side of the house, but nothing on the front. And most of the watering that we do right now is in, we only have flower beds in the front. So I just want to dig something. So I was doing some research, and if you want to do it right, apparently you need to go at least 8 inches below the surface of the soil. You need to, most people say don't bury your hose, but get a PVC pipe and bury the PVC pipe. But that seems like a lot of work, because then I got to get all the connectors and all that kind of stuff. But it does make sense you know, to do a PVC pipe. But then you got to, I have to figure out how to connect the PVC pipe to the spigot. I'm sure they make a connector for that. I don't know. So I was doing some research. I want to do it, but it's going to be, am I going to find the time to do it this summer? Because over the winter, I don't want to do, most times I don't want to do the automatic watering because I don't want to anything to freeze and burst. And so, you know, that may be why that hose was burst. I wasn't watering over the winter, but maybe there was water that was sitting in the hose. And when it, the first time it froze, maybe the water expanded and cracked the hose. That totally could be it. That totally could be it. I'm not sure if that's what's it, but anyway. So yeah, I've been researching that. I don't know when I'll do it, but maybe at some point I'll do it. I'll let you guys know. Maybe I'll take some pictures if I do it. I don't know if I'm going to do it or not. And another thing that I don't know if I brought it up or not. These are just kind of random things that I'm talking about today. But another thing, I was just talking to Mark about it earlier. I took Sydney, the dog, out to pee Sunday night, and I step out of the front door in this big, long, fat, rat-looking creature ran in front of me. It was in one flower bed, and it ran over to the other flower bed, and I lost, like, I couldn't find it. I took my flashlight and tried to find it, but it ran away. But I don't know if it was a rat. Because it looked like a rat. I mean, it was running pretty fast, so it was hard. But I mean, it was gray. It had a tail. Or if it was a possum. Because we do have, I mean, I live out in the country. But oh my God, if we have rats this winter, they're going to come in the house. I am so worried about it. I hope it's a possum. But I haven't seen it since then, so I don't know. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.